Caution, the following program contains adult themes, such as sex, rock and roll, and may not be suitable for young adults. Parental discretion is advised. Still there? Good.
It's the Brody Nation Podcast, live in a pre-recorded fashion from the Underground Studios.
Damn you, Internet!
Featuring the following cast of characters. John Doe, the producer. I'm the disembodied voice. And now...
Wait. That's it?
Three people on this show? I'm not getting paid enough for this.
Hey. Get back to work, monkey.
We're not that drunk.
Okay, if I must, the James Hetfield to our Jason Newsted.
I'm the dude, man.
The host of Brody Nation, Brody.
I can't believe he named the show after himself. What a tool.
Bet your ass it is. It is episode number 30 of the Brody Nation podcast. Welcome to my universe. Okay, maybe it's not an entire universe, but... Hey, it is the area that I dominate. And wouldn't you just know all about that, Johnny Doe? To my right, behind his stupid little screen, which on the back of it has a bunch of bubblegum that he's put up.
Dude, Johnny, really? Do you think this is your desk in elementary school where when you're done with your gum, you just stick it underneath your desk?
Dude, can I just punch you in the face? The answer is still no? Okay, all right. I might ask you again next week, just so you know. Also, part of the crew is the disembodied voice. You've already heard a little bit from him so far. You're going to hear more from him later on in the show as we give him his own special little segment. It's a special little segment for a very special little boy. So starting us off this week, you might think that it's a little bit of a sports story, but... It's not quite. In fact, sports is only a little bit of a footnote to the story. And by the way, I do apologize for last week having a show that consisted of nothing but sports. I've always promised you that I'm going to do at least one segment that's not necessarily a sports story, and cutting it down to two segments might make it a little bit more difficult, but I'm going to do my best to continue to uphold that promise. So anyhow, this story is merely about a former NFL player. And that's really just kind of a sidebar to the whole story. And it kind of really, really made me think. In fact, it really just, it pissed me off and it even made me think of my own situation. So there's a former NFL player by the name of Brian Holloway. And, you know, the name didn't exactly strike me right away, probably because of the fact that, you know, he wasn't exactly a household name. Anyhow, he's got a vacation house near the Albany area, Albany, New York, and none of this was really noteworthy until just recently when about 300 teens went into his house and held a big old rager in that vacation home that he paid for with his NFL money and destroyed the fucking place like you see in pretty much any movie involving teenagers and house parties.
How much more trouble can I get into?
Hey, eraser head.
Prison. Just do me a favor. Don't pick up the soap.
No, Johnny, we're not gonna watch Kid and Play.
God, why would you want to see that? Gross. But anyhow, predictably, the house was unfortunately empty at the time, and 300 teenagers invaded the house, did up the whole house party. Yeah, you've seen it with the Cosby Show. You've probably seen it in your own experience as a teenager. We all know how these things end. To make a long story short, the teenagers proceeded to spray graffiti, they damaged walls, they broke windows and doors. By the time that all the damage was added up, it came up to about $20,000 worth of damage.
Pay up, sucker.
So fortunately, Holloway actually heard about this, even though he was miles away. He heard about it through social media. Why? Because these idiot fucking teens were actually posting pictures and videos of them destroying his house. Morons.
Stupid! You're so stupid!
You know, by all reports, he was concerned about what happened, but he didn't exactly do the normal thing that you would expect. You know, someone like myself, I would be pretty ripshit. I would want to see heads on stakes, kind of like what Vlad the Impaler did to actually earn his nickname. That's what I would want, and that's probably what you would want, and probably what just about anyone that any one of us would know would want to see done. But Holloway was better than that. He was bigger than that. He didn't go after prosecution. He didn't try to get the book thrown at these teenagers for being really, really fucking stupid, even though they totally deserved it for outing themselves on their Facebook and Twitter pages. No, all he did was started a Facebook page called Help Me Save 300. I assume in reference to the 300 kids who he felt kind of maybe needed a little bit of saving. Yeah, makes sense to me. And the purpose of this page was to help identify the party kids and hold them accountable for their actions. Again, he didn't want to see them thrown in jail. He actually invited them over to his trashed house for a picnic, and he invited them to help clean up the mess. You see, Holloway didn't want to punish the kids other than having them clean up their own fucking mess. All he wanted was to teach them a lesson about accountability and responsibility. Pretty cool, right? You know, this seems like the kind of thing that doesn't happen in normal life because people normally go out and get a shotgun and blow the other people's fucking heads off.
He claims a pickup truck cut him off, so he followed that pickup truck for 40 minutes all the way back to the truck driver's house. And watch him go in, he starts the fight punching the guy in the car. She hands her husband a gun. Listen now, because the gun discharges.
And he pulled in the yard and shot my truck up, and that's when we called 911.
This is true life. This is what actually happened. This is the kind of thing you'd only see in, like, a stupid, cheesy family show where all the world's problems are solved in 30 fucking minutes. So what happened? How many kids showed up? You would think that a bunch of kids be like, ooh, man, this is all I have to do and I'll get out of this. No tickets, no court, no nothing, no punishment. Yeah, sure. So how many kids showed up? One fucking kid showed up. Out of the 300 or so teenagers who came to trash the house and party and live it up, one kid showed up. So Holloway, in showing some, I hate to make the comparison, but kind of an almost Jesus-like form of forgiveness, what did he get in return? He got threatened with a lawsuit by the parents of the kids. Yeah, of the other 299 kids who didn't show up for the picnic, where he actually fed the kids and offered them a chance to get off kind of light and easy. No. The parents, that wasn't good enough for them. The parents threatened a lawsuit. So instead of the parents holding their kids accountable and dragging their asses to Holloway's house by the ear and making them apologize to him and making them actually, actually accountable for their fucking actions. No. They threw a hissy fit and they threatened him with a lawsuit because Holloway was actually outing these kids on Facebook. Are you fucking kidding me? These kids outed themselves, you fucking morons. Are you fucking kidding me? I guess I can see from the perspective of the parents seeing dollar signs. Ooh, ex-NFL player. He's got a vacation house. He's got money. Let's go after it. It's a get-rich-quick scheme. And that's probably why they reacted to this big injustice by claiming that their kids didn't do anything wrong and that the kids were the victim of all this. Yeah, they're the victim. Yeah, sure they are. Because Holloway outed them? Right. Yeah, it's not like the kids did it to themselves through social media or anything like that. So what this all comes down to is I don't necessarily blame the kids themselves. The fact is, teenagers do stupid shit. I did stupid shit as a kid. A bunch of my friends did stupid stuff as a kid. Right now, I can just see a whole bunch of people nodding like, yep, absolutely. And this is not necessarily just a my generation thing. Generations older than my generation did stupid shit as a teenager. And I guarantee you that my kid will do stupid things as a teenager. It is what it is. It's a universal thing that says teenagers will do dumb stuff like this. The problem comes in when parents say, that's okay, sonny boy. You didn't do anything wrong. You're a perfect angel. It just fucking makes me sick. It makes me worried about what I'm going to be up against as a parent. No, I'm actually not talking about teenage years and the idea that teenagers do stupid stuff. I'm about as ready for that as I can be. I'm talking about the fact that I'm probably going to be considered a tyrant just because I'm actually going to say a teeny tiny little word to my kid that seemingly no fucking kids of the current generation hear today. That word starts with an N, ends with an O.
What part of no don't we understand?
Yeah, I know that there's going to be certain kids out there that don't recognize this word or its significance. It's called no!
How about no? You crazy bastard.
I mean, I've got a kid on the way. He's going to be born pretty soon. And, you know, I've joked back and forth with, you know, my wife and my friends saying, yeah, I'm going to be a tyrant. I'm actually going to ground the kid and punish him and demand that he actually get good grades and actually follow up on it and be a parent. Unlike most fucking people nowadays.
We don't like to say no.
Hey, sweetheart, could you use a fork, please?
No, 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 no!
No! Looks like she didn't get the memo.
And you know, it's one thing to joke about it, but I'm actually legitimately concerned because I don't want my kid to be an outsider. I don't want him to be a freak. You know, I don't want his kids to go to him and say, hey, what are you doing today? Oh, I can't do anything. I'm grounded. What's grounded? My parents let me do anything as long as I bat my eyes at them. And this is the generation of kids that we're raising. This is not that much of an over-exaggeration. They're eliminating dodgeball because it hurts people's feelings. We're literally moving into a generation and a time in our lives, in society, when the worst thing that you can do is hurt someone's feelings. And it's just fucking ridiculous. And the worst part of it is, it's not like I can blame the generation before us. And unfortunately, it's not like I can blame the generation that's coming up. Yes. Kids are acting up, but why do kids act up? Because they have stupid parents who don't do anything about it. It is my generation that's doing this to these kids. My peers, people I went to school with, or at least around that same age range, these are the people that are pussifying their kids. Because now a lot of kids, and maybe I'm overgeneralizing here, but I've seen a lot of it out there. There's a lot of kids who start to cry as soon as you don't give them anything and everything that they want. They show up and they do one little thing at a job and they expect to get a promotion instantly. And they don't understand how the real fucking world works. Now, I realize I'm probably sounding like an old man screaming, get off my lawn!
Did you hear me? I said, get off my lawn now.
Or shaking my fist at the sun like Abe Simpson does, but...
Oh, bitch, bitch, bitch!
I'm not the only one who feels that way, and I'm not the only one who's legitimately concerned. This just pisses me off. It gets to me, and I don't understand it. The best thing you can do for your kids is give them structure and discipline. And maybe that's one reason why my kid is going to be that much weirder when he grows up. I mean, first of all, because he's my fucking kid. I get that. Yeah, go ahead, point your finger and laugh. But if I actually treat the kid and take care of him like a good parent should, he might be the weirdest fucking kid out there. And in some ways, that's good, but I don't want that kid to be an outsider like I was growing up.
Follow the show on Twitter at Brody Nation. It's the Brody Nation podcast.
If you are involved with business today, you understand that the current climate is the most competitive era for business in our history. Due to the impact of expanding technology, attention spans are shorter than ever, which means that you need to work harder to get the attention of your consumers and clients. If you need help to get ahead, Underground Media Productions can help. If marketing or just getting the word out about your business is an issue for you, we can get you there. We are more than just a media organization that helps you advertise your brand or organization. We can write, produce, and voice ads, but we can do much, much more. Do you need a unique voice or narration to take that PowerPoint presentation over the top? What about an MC for that special event or public address announcements? We can do all of these things and much, much more. Underground Media is a flexible company that can suit our talents to the needs of just about any organization, and that includes yours. To find out what the next step is, call Underground Media right now. No task is too small or too large, so call Underground Media Productions today at 508-335-8003.
Podcasting mediocrity at its finest. It's the Brody Nation podcast.